Harvick charging to the outside. Brad Keselowski is lined up right behind.
He'll back into turn number 1 and 2. The shadows beginning to develop. I think after quite some time.
With the 18. Now Ambrose trying to get second from Keselowski while he tries to get the lead from Kyle. Oh, contact in the S's.
It rides. Got it.
Dangerous spot on the track for Kyle to be sideways. Looks like he gets off to the guardrail. No caution yet. Here's the race for the lead.
Keselowski's got damage on the left front.
Is the tire going to make it all the way around? The nine help him. Oh, everybody's in the grass.
Oh, you're clear. Dig, dig, dig.
That might have been the race right there. We'll see. No, Keselowski's slower. Keselowski's got a problem. Trying to stay with Ambrose. Two final corners. Do they use the bumpers? A nudge, a push. Can Ambrose save it? To the checkered flag.
Clear.
Ambrose 9, Keselowski 2, final corner. Marcus Ambrose is going to win at Watkins Glen in a remarkable last lap turn of events.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. What did you think about that? Well, I'll tell you why I wanted you to hear that. Of course, I know a lot of you are race fans out there, and you watch those races, and they can be something to see. Lots of fast cars out there. Lots of fast cars. Lots of skillful driving needed. But not just skillful driving. They need skillful mechanics. That's right. They need people who can get the wheels off those cars quick and get the new ones back on just as quick. Need to figure out what's going on up under that hood. I mean, everything needs to be working, working, working. And it's so interesting. It can be so fascinating to watch. I haven't been a big race fan in my lifetime, but I tell you what, it can be fascinating. And I tell you why I particularly wanted you to join me in a discussion about that today. Black Enterprise is letting us know that America has our first black woman sole owner of a NASCAR team. Check this out.
Tell us about, you know, your first exposure into NASCAR and how you sort of got into it.
My first exposure really came from my music business. I was asked to do a developmental project on an artist that happened to be an aspiring driver in NASCAR, and that's where my initial exposure to NASCAR came from.
Her name is Melissa Harville LeBron.
And so from that exposure, were you automatically just reeled in or?
No, not at all. The young lady had encouraged my sons to drive, you know, and you know, you just thought it was a casual conversation, but I really saw my sons and really do the research. And it was the first time I had ever really seen them like that, where they were super excited about something and really doing the research to find out everything that they could about the sport.
Talk to us a little bit more about your sons and how they became drivers and how they really have been helping you along with your business.
Everything has been circled. It encompasses my sons. They're both still in developmental stage. You know, a lot of it is mommy's just not ready to cut the strings yet, you know, and set them out there. But, you know, they've been just incredible. They've been side by side with me through this whole journey, and it's all about them. It was about really showing them that they can be owners and showing them that their dreams are possible.
You're also a mother of 7.
Yes.
You've had 3 biological children.
Mm-hmm.
And you're raising 4 children from your siblings. I mean, I can only imagine what your day
is
like.
Oh, no, you cannot.
I can't imagine what your day is like.
I have 2 that have special needs, and it's a challenge. And there are days when I'm like, you know what, God didn't make me a black woman for nothing. So don't cry about it. You know, obviously he thought you could handle a responsibility and get up and go do it.
A number of African Americans are doing phenomenal things in NASCAR. Like
yes.
We have Breanna Daniels,
yes.
The first
yes. yes.
Black woman to be a pit, yes. to work in the pit at
yes,
NASCAR.
Yeah, she's working with the team that helped me with my race in Daytona.
Wow, yeah. Look at that. And then you have Bubba Wallace,
yes.
The first African-American driver to participate in Daytona 500 mm-hmm. in 50 years.
And came in second place.
How does that feel like to be a part of NASCAR at this time?
Oh my God, it's amazing. Like, I'm still speechless. Like, you know, sometimes I'll wake up and be like, somebody pinch me. It was a lot of work went into it. I have an incredible team that works with me, you know, not behind me, but they work with me. They support me. They keep me motivated. You know, it, like I said, it's been about my sons, but when you have people that believe in you, you do it for them. You know, you want to see us all win as a team. So it's been a challenge. And it's gonna continue to be bigger challenges. And, you know, I just have to remember that God put me on this path and He didn't bring me here to leave me. And I have to weather the storms just like everybody else. And there's obstacles, but what doesn't break you makes you stronger.
Now, what advice would you give to other people of color or women about getting into NASCAR? What would you tell them?
It's an exhilarating sport. NASCAR has been nothing but supportive of me. I will tell them that it's best to be independent because you will have, like with any industry, you have predators. that's putting it lightly. But you just have to really invest in knowing your craft. Do as much research as you can. It's been a learning experience, definitely a learning curve, but I would tell them, keep pushing. If that's what you want, go get it. Nobody's gonna give it to you.
What do you think? And listen, notice how they were letting us know that there are several people who are about the business of NASCAR now. Driving in the member of the pit crew, keeping the car going during the races, owning the team. I tell you what, sounding pretty good.
This is amazing. Oh, Larson into the wall hard again. That had to do him in, didn't it?
You would think so.
He stays in the gas. 3 laps of racing to go.
That might be just enough gap for Bubba Wallace here.
The fans know something big is about to happen. Everyone on their feet for the final 3 laps. Can Darrell Wallace Jr. hang on, get his third career win? Or will it be Kyle Larson, who came back to Eldora wanting to get that victory?
Oh, that's it.
Slams off the wall coming out of turn number 4. That might be all he's got. 2 laps of racing to go, and it looks as though the right front broke on Kyle Larson's truck. Can he limp around? Here comes Ron Hornaday to take second away.
What an effort, though.
Darrell Wallace Jr. has a full straightaway in front of Ron Hornaday. The white flag in the air. Darrell Wallace Jr. has put on a clinic here at Eldora Speedway on dirt. He has been out front for 97 laps. The 98th is coming now. Checkered flag, right, nice flag job, for Darrell Wallace Jr.
Holy cow! Eldora, no way!
Darrell Wallace Jr. The black driver that they were telling us about a little earlier. Hey, the sport's opening up, huh? Let's see what the future holds. Till next time.